What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, listen up. If you're missing the Shadow Docket bonus show on our Patreon page, you're missing a lot. Not only do we cover all the topics that don't fit into the free show, but the Shadow Docket is where all of our deepest, darkest secrets are revealed. In fact, on today's episode, we talked about our sexuality as well as the ever-changing dynamics of human sexuality in general. So you definitely don't want to miss this episode. Here's how you get it. Go to patreon.com/Bob Seska Show, sign up for the Shadow Docket level, $5 a month, and you're all set. Again, that's patreon.com/Bob Seska Show, and now let the cartoons begin.
The Bob Seska Show.
Bob Seska.
Bob. Mm. Bob, I have to get back to work.
The Bob Seska Show.
From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, April 4, 2024, and this is the Bob Seska Show on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. Hi there, my name is Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, day 1,171 of the Biden-Harris administration, 215 days until the 24th presidential election. Find me on Threads and Instagram at TheBobSeska, Blue Sky, Bob Seska, and our Patreon page is BobSeskaShow.com. Oh, and those people right there, it's the Goth Ninjas, yeah. My surprise at your arrival is becoming lamer and lamer as time goes on. Yes, it is Jody Hamilton. She is the executive producer, showrunner of the Stephanie Miller Show. Patreon.com/Stephanie Miller Show. Also sexyliberal.com for tour dates. And David T-Rex Ferguson from Itchy Dick's Bar and Grill. Patreon.com/Ashville Summer. Yeah. Yeah, what's up?
First time someone told me they were a showrunner, I thought it meant that they were like a gopher.
Yeah, no, me too. That's what I thought. Wasn't that the way it used to be?
What the title showrunner has become was what used to be called the head writer.
Oh, okay. I thought
that. Nobody writes anymore.
Well, no. A lot of writers are now executive producers. Okay. So what they do is nowadays they go, we need a showrunner to say you have an idea.
Well, no, a lot of writers are alcoholics. Some writers are executive producers.
Well, I mean, like my friend Mark Cherry, you know, he's considered a showrunner because not only is he a writer, but he also was the executive producer of Desperate Housewives, to name one hit show that he produced.
Wow.
But he started as a writer and he wrote Desperate Housewives. He created Desperate Housewives and was lucky enough to be hired by ABC to run his own show. That doesn't always happen.
Okay.
Sometimes you could write something and then they need to bring in somebody else who's proven him or herself as a showrunner, like a Shonda Rhimes or, you know, I mean, there are several people that I know personally that if I needed to sell a show, I would go. I've actually gone to Mark before.
Oh yeah. Okay.
But it's, you know, it's some, they need somebody with the gravitas and hey, you had a hit show, so yeah, we'd have that. But the other writers are also involved and probably executive producers, even though most of them don't know how to do that. But okay, I'm done.
So is this a misnomer that I'm using at the top of the show?
No, you're actually super accurate. More accurate than me being called an executive producer because I have no control over budgets.
All right, so I will use showrunner exclusively now.
Yeah,
all right, thank you. Thank you.
I've actually changed it. I changed it on my Twitter and my LinkedIn because I'm in the Producers Guild, and so I cannot in good conscience call myself an executive producer.
All right. Well, showrunner you shall be.
So I know that the Screen Actors Guild and the Producers Guild, it all, like, they just look like normal people, but every time I hear it, I imagine these medieval, like, chest plates, shields, you know, and, like, banners from the guild. Like, you know,
right.
I recognize your sigil, sir. Producers Guild.
Well, let's get into some things here. Sorry to cut off all of that wonderfully informative behind the scenes TV
entertainment stuff.
Entertainment information, but we must move on. Because I got to talk about that time we ate our feelings. Not literally. There's a cookbook out called That Time We Ate Our Feelings. It's written by Lisa Lucas and the great Debriana Mancini.
Whee!
And they will be having a book event at Bus Boys and Poets in Tacoma, Maryland. I will be there, too. So it's Lisa Lucas and Debriana Mancini in conversation with Bob Seska. That would be me. And so that will
be. I got a recipe in that book.
Oh, yes, you do. Buzz is mentioned in the book. Jody, are you in the book? Did you get into the book?
I don't know.
Okay.
No.
She's not in the book.
No.
That means she's not.
Why would I be in the book? Well,
yeah.
No.
Well, it's a wonderful cookbook filled with amazing comfort food recipes. And this event is going to happen Sunday, April 14th at 5 p.m. Go to busboysandpoets.com/events. For more info. So that's going to be a good time. I can't wait to see everybody there. So in other news, we've got to talk about this too, because there's lots of politics to get to. So I got to mention the brand new Spicy Jody t-shirts are out now. Everyone's been asking for them, and they are now in the new Bob Seska Show mall. Just go to bobseska.com, click the new store link under my bulbous head at the top of the page, and it'll take you right there to the T Public store that we have now. And so
Lonnie can't wait to get his.
It's so cool. Spicy Jody hot sauce. We've got a logo with exclusive artwork by Lonnie Paul, who provided the drawing of you in the center of this amazing thing. And so,
the very sultry caricature.
Yeah.
You're like Jessica Rabbit.
Exactly.
Awesome.
And I'm predicting.
That's kind of what I asked him to do. I said, you know, I'm spicy. So, you know, Jessica Rabbit it.
Oh, so this is an original piece of art. He didn't have this laying around and just provided it to us.
No, he drew it. He drew it on Monday.
Hey, that's awesome. Hey, Lonnie Paul.
Yeah.
For the win. Amazing.
So I do anything.
Yeah. Don't forget to navigate around, because on the left-hand side of the main page for the Bob Seska Show Mall, you'll see links to all the other products. And you can also find those links at the bottom of the page on the product page. So if you click on the Spicy Jody hot sauce logo and scroll on down past the t-shirt information, you'll get to the mugs and so forth, all the other stuff, the wall art, the cell phone cases, the stickers, the magnets. Speaking of magnets, we've got the brand new After Party logo design too.
Yay!
Yeah, featuring the refrigerator.
Well, you need a magnet for the fridge, so I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Why not buy the After Party logo and put it on your fridge in solidarity with
I have my fridge. Itchy Dicks shirt. I'm going to wear it tomorrow.
Nice.
With T-Rex right there in the middle of it. That's so much fun. Yeah, yeah. And then one last thing before we jump into Troth Central failing. I have to once again apologize to the great Stephanie Miller, because I had to say no when she asked if she could stay overnight with us when she's here for the internment of her mom.
She really didn't want to spend the night. She just wanted to have some sexy time with you guys.
Oh, she did.
Indeed.
Well, I mean, she could come over. Sadly. Or we could hang out. I mean, that would be fun. But we don't have any place for her to sleep, and that's the problem. We our apartment is appropriate for people on podcast budgets.
Every horizontal surface is also covered with action figures. Let's be clear about that.
It's true. I think I even said on the show that there's maybe a little bit of space in the closet off my office here, but there's so many empty boxes from my action figure collection.
She can sleep with Golem.
Yeah. Well, you know what it looks like in there? It looks like a mini version of that last scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark with all the boxes and the gigantic warehouse. Mm-hmm. That's what the closet in my office looks like. So there's no place for it, and I had to say no. And because I hate saying no to Stephanie Miller, because she's my favoritest person in the world. We are simpatico.
Anytime she wants to come stay with me and Ben, though, I will roll out. Well,
aren't you the ass kisser?
No shit.
Well, she can stay with me.
I'm just imagining the years of comedy I could get out of this whole thing. You know, I mean.
I know. Yeah, I mean, fingers crossed. I mean, she could be here. I could fall down. She could have to lift me up by my yam sack again.
No, okay. So, like, I ran into lead singer of R.E.M., Michael Stipe, yesterday for the first time.
You ran into him with your car? What happened?
No.
Was he crossing the street? Why did you kill Michael Stipe, David?
Why?
He was gravely injured. It's fine. He's going to be okay in 8 or 10 months.
So you bumped into Michael Stipe?
I just was like, I'm, you know, come see my new band. He's like, what's it called? I said, Astral Summer. He said, ooh, that's cool.
Oh, hey.
Love
so
that.
You got, that's a nice,
nice
little endorsement from the great Michael Stipe from REM.
It was a banner day at work yesterday. Now that I'm, I had this like little piddly part-time job, but like two different guys flirted with me yesterday. And like, I'm like, can you see me?
That happened to me in New York. I mean, people were flirting with me. I'm like, what is going on?
I was like, I'm just a toothless little wad of gum over here, you know? I mean, like...
toothless wad of gum.
A patchwork of monkey glands.
Well, there's two show titles right there, so I think we can move on to politics
we've
now.
We've used patchwork of monkey glands before.
Okay, all right. But, have we? I don't think that's been a title of the show, has
that's
it?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'd lay $5 on it.
Okay. Hey, you know what? We got to talk about Troth Central, my favorite new streaming television show.
We still haven't talked about a single bit of politics. We're just like standing around me like, it's good to see you. Hi, what are you doing this week? No place to sleep. Yeah. Well, anyway. Troth Central is failing.
Troth Central.
Explain to the folks at home what a dead cat bounce is, please.
Oh, God, I don't want to do that.
It's not a dance.
It's where a stock price falls, and then as it reaches its lowest price, it kind of there's a couple of little jumps where it's the price spikes up a little bit a couple of times, almost like
it's just sort of twitching.
Well, because people buy it.
Yeah, it's like a
bounce. People buy it when it's low, and they buy low and sell high.
Right, and the sociopaths in Lower Manhattan love to call it a dead cat bounce, and it's I know everyone is like
shocked
Bob,
that you don't have a sound key for this, Bob.
You know what? I'm not that cruel, but I'm already thinking about what that sound would sound like.
I'm a cat freak.
Yeah.
But like,
You'd be okay with the dead cat bounce sound effect.
It would be terrible, but I would laugh. Yes, I would feel badly afterwards.
Yeah, I don't know. Do I have any sounds here? Animals, cat fight, cat. I have a cat saying no more. There's a cat saying no more. And then there's there's the dead cat bounce.
That's me when I wake up in the morning. Yeah.
So we have to have an update on the stock price for Troth Central, is it? Troth Central.
Troth Central.
Yeah, it's Troth Central. I've been saying it wrong.
Troth Central.
It's got Troth, it's got Truth, and it's got Central. But this is fun. Since it went public now, I think it's dropped in value by almost 50%. That means Donald Trump's wealth has also declined by about 50% in the last 6 days. This is why this is my favorite new streaming series.
I know.
Going and looking at Trump Media Technology Group and the stock price on the NASDAQ is so entertaining. Just the red line, jaggy, looking like Donald Trump's signature. And I keep saying the funnest thing about this is the fact that he's attached his stupid initials to this stock. The stock ticker is DJT. Uh-huh. So you can see Donald Trump's initials right next to the precipitous decline in the price of the stock. So like today, it's already down 4.38%. But actually, there's a little bit of a dead cat bounce here. So it really dropped earlier in the trading day. So it was down at one point, it was down to about $46 a share. Right now, it's at $46.68 a share. Probably going to keep declining. I imagine it's going to go all the way down to at least $10 a share, if not lower than that. And one of the reasons why the stock price will...
Nobody fucking uses it.
Well, yeah, that's it. I mean, shocker that this would be a failed business. The shocker that no one wants to advertise on a platform where there's a bunch of jerks, a-holes, and Nazis, including Donald Trump, who's the commander-in-chief of the jerks, a-holes, and Nazis. One of the other reasons why this stock price is declining so much is the whole business is mired in scandal. And one of the first scandals we can talk about here is that the company was actually bailed out. I think we've talked about this one time before, but Trump was bailed out by a Russian-American who's under investigation. Mm-hmm. By the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. And
was
this
that
is the guy
that was going to testify at the impeachment too? Or is that a different Russian guy that's under investigation by the FBI?
This is a different
that the
Russian.
Republicans are working with.
This is a different guy. This is a guy named Anton Postolnikov. And wait for the rest of the story, the Paul Harvey rest of the story kicker. Trump Media almost didn't make it to the merger with DWAC after regulators opened a securities investigation into the merger in 2021, according to The Guardian, and caused the company to burn through cash at an extraordinary rate as it waited to get to the green light for its stock market debut. The situation led Trump Media to take emergency loans, including from an entity called ES Family Trust. This may sound familiar to you because I think we've talked about this before, which opened an account with Paxum Bank. That's a small bank registered on the Caribbean island of Dominica. No red flags there, huh?
No.
That is best known for providing financial services to the porn industry. So.
Sounds right. It tracks. It fucking tracks. Just,
somehow the flow chart like was inevitably going to go there all along. I know. It just took me by surprise that time.
It gets funnier. So through leaked documents, The Guardian has learned that ES Family Trust operated like a shell company for a Russian-American businessman named Anton Postolnikov, who co-owns Paxum Bank and has been a subject of a years-long joint federal criminal investigation by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security into the Trump Media merger. The concern surrounding the loans to Trump Media is that ES Family Trust may have been used to complete a transaction that Paxum itself could not. Paxum Bank does not offer loans in the United States as it lacks a U.S. banking license and is not regulated by the FDIC. Postolnikov appears to have used the trust to loan money to help save Trump Media and the Truth Central platform.
Truth Central.
Thank you. I keep getting it wrong. Because his bank itself could not furnish the loan. So Postolnikov, the nephew of, and here's the kicker, Alexander Smirnov, an ally of the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, has not been charged with a crime. Probably not yet. But again, this whole thing now loops in this guy, Alexander Smirnov, who, if you remember, was the guy who was providing Russian disinformation to the House Republicans in their ridiculous impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. So talk about a tangled web between Truth Central and the Russian disinformation connected to the fucking House Republicans. This is staggering. Postolnikov has been under increasing scrutiny in the criminal investigation into the Trump Media merger. Most recently, he's been listed on search warrant affidavits alongside several associates, one of whom was indicted last month for money laundering on top of earlier insider trading charges. So that is the story with these Russians now, more Russian connections to Donald Trump and this business. Of course, this is something that sadly will have no bearing whatsoever on the election, because this is not being widely discussed in the political press, obviously.
Well, and, I mean, if you would try to pitch this to a producer or a director, they would be like, no, everything.
Try to pitch anything, Donald.
Yeah, right.
It's not
and
real.
It'd be like, it's too obvious. You can't, I mean, just, yeah. It's like a yeah. Mobius strip of like Russia, and bullshit and money laundering.
Yeah, and porn and disinformation and the House impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden in order to damage him ahead of the election. By the way, that House Republican thing, that's entirely related to the election, has nothing to do with anything illegal whatsoever and is rapidly falling apart, but the damage has been done. The, oh God, Joe Biden is also corrupt kind of thing, the false equivalence between Biden and Trump, has now been thoroughly pumped into the willing gullets of so many sucker Americans. It's already too late. It doesn't matter that they're not going to actually impeach him because they don't have any actual substance or violations of the law whatsoever. And all of their witnesses turn out to be either jailbirds themselves or unreliable or Russian disinformation operatives sent by Vladimir Putin to mess with our elections and helping Donald Trump get elected again. So
Ben and I were watching the news the other night, and he was asking me, he's like, which one is he, the Trump advisor that always looks dirty and has been in trouble and now he's back in trouble?
Bannon?
And but I was just like,
Bannon.
I was like, baby,
exactly.
Which one? You know, I mean, like, take your pick.
It's a question.
I love it. I was actually thinking Manafort at first for some reason, because Manafort always looked like he says a sort of aqua velva, but kind of greasy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what is this stuff? The Alberto VO5, like
Dracar Noir. Is it like, I'm sure he's got a wide.
Oh my God, he smells like the 80s?
Yeah, that's right.
I keep thinking about that ostrich fat, that fucking ostrich skin jacket with the 3/4 length sleeves.
Oh, I remember that.
It haunts me, y'all. It's like in David's personal hell, they're like, you have to wear this every day from now on.
Wow, I have no idea what that is.
Don't you remember when they were talking about Manafort's millions of dollars of purchases at that one clothing store in Los Angeles? And one of the items was a purple ostrich leather jacket with 3/4 length sleeves. I need to put the ice cubes on my wrists. I
love that Ben. I love that Ben referred to Steve Bannon as the dirty one.
Right, that is dirty.
He looks like he sleeps in a grease trap behind a Hardee's. You know?
So I'm just looking at this Truth Central chart again on the NASDAQ, and its peak sale price was $66.22. Right now, it's selling at $46.31. It's lost $20 in value since March 27th, which was how long ago? It seems like forever ago.
Barely a week ago.
A week ago. Literally a week ago. March 27th was last Wednesday.
And didn't they open the stock price at like 48?
I think, March 25th. I'm not sure exactly when it went public, but on March 25th, it was at 49. Then it spiked to 66 by March 27th. It was down to 61 on March 28th.
So it's below the initial IPO.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But how is it worth anything at all? I just imagine like that gif of the baby throwing the money out the window.
Well, it was a lot of people taking advantage of it really quickly, like really early.
Short sold.
But guess who can't do that? Donald Trump. Donald Trump, he's tethered to this stock for the next 6 months before he can actually dump it, which is why all the talk about it being a pump and dump. Well, I guess for investors, it could have been a pump and dump, but not for Donald Trump, because he can't dump it. He's incapable of dumping. He's prohibited from dumping. There will be a dump-free zone with Donald Trump.
It's another cartwheeling fireball of failure from the man.
Yes.
Everything to me goes back to the Trump planes, the Trump airline. Where he was like, I'm going to have the lushest, plushest carpets in there. And then you can't push a drinks cart across a shag fucking carpet.
Yes, he's not.
So these poor flight attendants were trying to, like, push these drink carts back and forth in this carpet that was,
He doesn't think things through. That's one of the many reasons why he should not be the steward of our national economy. You stupid, stupid people. Wise the fuck up. All these people going, well, maybe we should get Trump back again.
No!
You idiots. Do you have any idea what kind of catastrophe that will precipitate? And I'm not just talking about the end of democracy. I'm talking about the destabilization of the economy. And we know this based on history. I mean, it's already preordained. If there's a Republican president, there's bound to be a recession. Only Donald Trump will be this kleptocrat, like Vladimir Putin, just sucking down the entire national treasury into his own checking account, enriching himself. That's what he wants.
Just like running around with open boxes and sweeping entire countertops into them like you do the day that you're supposed to move.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you start out, you're, you know, labeling everything very carefully, like glasses and wrapping them in newspaper. And then the day the truck is there, you're like, go, go, go. And you're just like dumping whole kitchen drawers into garbage bags and throwing them in. That's what it's going to be like.
Exactly.
Their national treasury.
Yeah. You know? I mean, but he's never owned a successful business. His social media website is rapidly failing. I mean, Trump has been ruled a business fraud in New York, for which he owes $500 million plus interest. As president, he presided over a net loss of 3 million jobs, a pre-COVID manufacturing recession, a deep economy-wide recession. And there are a bunch of idiots who are like, yes, let's give this loser power over the economy again. That'll be a smart idea.
Because gas might be $4 a gallon.
Exactly, soon. Not only
it doesn't have anything to do with gas, and it's everything to do with hate and cruelty.
Yeah,
we know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and it's there is a lot of dumbness, just rank dumb fuckery going on right now where people don't understand. They don't get it. They think the economy was better under Trump. They think that crime was lower under Trump. There's a huge disconnect between what actually is and what people believe. I mean, the crime one is the latest in a long line of things. Like they believe there are many, many people who believe that crime is going through the roof right now. Actually, no. Under Donald Trump, crime spiked in 2019 and 2020. And since Joe Biden took over, you can even draw a line on the chart. Since Joe Biden took over, crime has been declining precipitously year over year since then. People don't know that because the political press, to an extent, I was talking about this with Fugelsang last night, the political press is nudging the country toward Donald Trump again for ratings, for advertising revenue, for likes, shares, downloads, etc. This is a business model that they're operating under. It has nothing to do. It's completely and exclusive to the proper functioning of a democracy. They don't care.
And Les Moonves said it years ago. Now he's no longer working because he is a bad person.
Yeah. This is...
They were trying to convince me to give up my blanket when I was a kid. It's like Republicans, there were, I mean, journalists, there will still be evil people for you to focus on and get ratings from.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is,
you know, I mean, it's like not like we're going to, I mean, yeah, when he left office, people did stop watching TV as much because we were fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But, and I just, but if he comes back, we're going to be even more exhausted. I mean, I get that it's click. Like people, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? That people are addicted to the amount of headlines he gets, but they're afraid that if they give it up,
yeah,
then, yeah, their business model will collapse.
Well, the bargain is this. They believe that maybe it won't be so bad. Maybe the forecasts of, you know, democracy-ending disasters, well, it won't come to pass. Or even then... The wealthy people who work at these news networks or at these newspapers will be able to buy their way out of serious trouble. But the rest of us
move.
Will be. Yeah, exactly. Well, they'll move or they'll be able to. I mean, just the very fact that they've got money, they'll be able to figure out ways to wiggle out of.
And they're white guys.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, white guys, like, I mean, everybody I know that talks, every like supposed liberal I know who talks about voting third party is a white guy.
Yep.
Because they're not in the crosshairs as much as everybody else is, as women's uteruses are, as trans people's like medical treatment is, as. Yeah.
Well, and the bottom line
here... white cis guys, just...
I am not thrilled with some white rich gays, let me tell you. Like
Peter Thiel is betraying all of you, right? He's just...
It's like, how quickly can we pull the ladder up behind us? It's like, that's not how it works, everybody. Yeah. You know, like...
Yeah. Same with Caitlyn Jenner. She's the same.
Is it Peter Thiel or Peter Thiel? Did I just say that wrong? I might have said that wrong. I'm not sure.
It's Nosferatu Thiel.
Thank you. That's actually, you know what? You're absolutely right about that. You know what? I've got.
No, he really does get blood transfusions from 18-year-olds.
Really?
Like,
that's true?
That's the thing. Yeah.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No, that's like part of how they're, like, that's one of their longevity things that rich people are doing right now.
And it's bullshit, by the way. It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
They pay
I mean, I know
people.
Keith Richards has been, you know, taking blood for years. He should have been dead like 150 years ago because he's like 2,000 years old, but still.
The Rolling Stones will survive the nuclear apocalypse. It'll be, all that's left will be cockroaches and the Rolling Stones. Okay, you know what? I got one more Troth Central story here because I just love watching the fall, the crash and burn of all of this.
Let's have the noise. Can we have the noise?
Which noise?
The cartoon machine.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Oh. Noise. The noise.
Yeah, thank you for reminding me. There it goes. $46 a share. Short sell.
Thank you.
Short sell. Turn those machines back on.
Turn them back on.
I demand an investigation. Yeah, more bad news for Troth Central. Plus, holy God, Trump is continuing to post photos of Judge Mershon's daughter on Troth Central. We'll talk about that, too, and what that means for Donald Trump, what that will mean for this particular trial, what that will mean for Donald Trump's future, possibly in a jail cell. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more right after these words.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed.
Florida's in play, everybody. Florida's in play. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. We were a swing state when I first moved here. Then it swung the other way. And now it's time for it to swing back. And the thing that's going to do it is this issue. And the Supreme Court of the United States of America actually said, okay, here's what we're going to do about Roe v. Wade. And it's what they do on everything that's difficult, everything that's constitutionally protected, that they don't want to touch, but they want a result that mimics what they think about that issue, but they have no legal ability to do that. So some of you are ahead of me, you know what they do. They send it to the states. That way, the red states will at least have the result that they so desired, even if it means that half of the population of that red state die in parking lots waiting for medical help. They don't care. Don't have time to listen to the live show? Want to hear more on your schedule? Go to RandyRhodes.com and buy a stinking podcast.
Bob Seska.
Scrolling on my phone, an ad said that an AI friend would talk to me if I felt alone. As I signed up, I did not realize I'd get so lost in your animated.
Oh yeah, brand new single from The Hushed.
That's topical as fuck too. Yeah. This is what I've been worrying about.
Shit. That's great.
Yeah. Love the lyrics too. This is a song called Virtual Girl. Brand new. We've been playing The Hushed since the very beginning of our independent recording artists here on the show. And I said The Hushed like a DJ. That's The Hushed! Perfect. Happy Thursday,
the bass
buddy.
On this is amazing.
Yeah.
I love like super low end, but
oh yeah. I love the wall sound thing. Yeah. So cool.
My brother pointed out to me that chat GPT, when you say it in French, chat GPT, means cat I farted.
That's funny.
Chat GPT means cat I farted.
Yeah.
If you say that to French people, they'll shoot liquid out their nose.
Well, that's about what AI is worth. A farting cat. That's about all it's good for.
I had no idea how much computing power it took. I didn't realize that it was as like wasteful as Bitcoin mining.
Yeah.
And here I've been using it to write cover letters for my resumes. I'm like, here, ChatGPT, here's my author page from The Guardian. Now, in my writing style, pretend I want this job.
Jesus. Did you get any good results or a lot of weird words thrown in there? Like, there are a lot of weird
AI
words.
Oh, no, it sounds just like me. It's weird.
Oh, shit. Ben Cohen put in, I think, ChatGPT, write an article in the style of Bob Seska, and the result was fucking horrendous. It made me so oogie. It was just so bad. And it was like a copy of a copy of a copy of something I would write. It was just, I can't even describe how oogie it was. But you know what? Let's get back into Troth Central here, because on top of everything else,
we're still on our first story.
These are additional stories. We've actually covered several stories in the context of the larger Troth Central story. And this one, this one's great. Two Troth Central investors have pleaded guilty to insider trading, right? That's awesome. And so, Florida venture capitalist Michael Schwartzman and his brother Gerald Schwartzman pleaded guilty. The last name is spelled S-H-V-A-R-T-S-M-A-N. Schwartzman. The man of Schwartz.
It sounds like a German pants company dedicated to people who habitually wet fart.
Like, that's my
it's no worry. You're gonna wearing my Schwartzman trousers. You
know? Also, my least favorite superhero is Schwartzman.
Yeah, because he's not good.
No,
yeah.
No. His superpower is, of course, wet farts.
He's stinky.
So,
I'm sorry. I'm picturing the pants.
Yeah, so Michael and Gerald Schwartzman pleaded guilty on Wednesday to participating in an insider trading scheme linked to the blockbuster deal that brought former President Donald Trump's social media business public. Each of the brothers Schwartzman pleaded guilty in New York to one count of securities fraud, which carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison, according to federal prosecutors. Yay! The two brothers were arrested in June and charged with illegally trading on non-public knowledge of a shell company's secret plan to buy Trump Media and Technology Group, the parent company of the struggling social network, Truth Central. I love this so much. And I love the fact that their last name is Schwartzman. Okay.
Are you wearing your Schwartzmans?
Well, and we're
going for barbecue ribs tonight.
Well, we talked about this on Tuesday also, that Donald Trump is suing the two co-founders of Truth Central because he refuses to take the blame for the failing business. He's going to blame the co-founders and not himself because he's Donald Trump and he's a whiny diaper baby. So that is, you know what? That then wraps up. That is the extent of our Truth Central news of today.
Okay, on a solemn note, you know that Lauren Boebert had her own blood clot.
She had a stroke.
I saw that.
She had almost a stroke. She had a blood clot, and I'm glad she's okay. Just get out.
Same.
Of
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We at the show in particular know that blood clots are particularly awful and can make you very, very unhappy for a very long time. Personally, I think that's the actual COVID blood clot we've been praying for from Donald Trump.
So it
went on strike for better working conditions and ended up in Lauren Boebert.
So it's your fault, David. So you manifested this. I see. Okay. All right. Well, moving on here to Donald Trump continuing to push the bounds of what's legal, what's normal, et cetera. He, of course, attacked Judge Merchan's daughter on Truth Central last week. And it prompted Judge Merchan to issue a revised gag order that now includes family members. Donald Trump's not allowed to talk about Judge Merchan's family members, including, obviously, his daughter. And so in the wake of that revised gag order, in which Judge Merchan threatened not only to withhold the names of the jurors from Donald Trump's defense team, but also threatened Donald Trump with contempt, like he'll be fined or maybe even thrown into jail. And I'm sure Judge Merchan does not want to throw Donald Trump in jail. However, I've got a larger rant about this that I will proceed with in a second. But let's get to the details of this particular story.
So just, if any of us were at this point at odds with the U.S. justice system, if we had done so many things wrong, I mean, we would be under the jail. If Barack Obama had committed a tenth of these improprieties, he would be dead. I mean, it's just, for fuck's sake.
I know, I know. I've been screaming
again,
about
like,
this. Yeah.
Blood clot. I'm calling on Lauren Boebert's blood clot to please, please, please go to Mar-a-Lago.
No, the Bob Seska Show does not approve of that.
No, we don't.
No.
No, no.
You guys don't.
Patreon.com/AstralSummer is the website address.
You can email him there.
So Donald Trump shared this article by Laura Loomer, and the article attacks both Merchan's daughter and wife. So now Judge Merchan's wife is looped into all of this, claiming that improper payments and relationships with Democrats and prosecutors exist. Loomer's second article posted by Trump continues the attack on Merchan's daughter. Trump also posted an article from pro-Trump commentator Greg Jarrett, which was also critical of the gag order and attacked Judge Merchan and claimed Judge Merchan's daughter, quote, is also fair game for criticism, unquote. Jarrett argues there is no evidence that Trump's attacks on the judge's family will lead to threats. And that is
what?
That is the thing that's been making all new veins pop out on my forehead. I am so pissed off that so many people, including to an extent, I know he's a good guy, but Judge Mershon is giving Donald Trump way too much leash. Holy God. There should have been a blanket gag order as soon as the indictments were handed down practically, because we know how Donald Trump's going to behave. We know the methods that he uses. We know that all he's got to do is feed names and pictures and any other identifying information into the teeny tiny chiclet-sized brains of his MAGA militias and fanboys. And then they will take matters into their own hands, intimidating people, threatening people, filling their...
Coming to their houses.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking Paul Pelosi. I just...
Well, on top of the fact
Laura
that...
Laura Loomer, you know, always so clear-eyed and level-headed.
That's like
when I was in the hospital and I was starting to stroke out and my heartbeat went up to like 300 per minute.
Yeah.
Laura Loomer's face actually appeared on the heart monitor. That's how they like let you know that you're in... Yeah, it's like
you've reached the Laura Loomer stage of cardiac failure.
Exactly. It's like screaming urgent bad now.
But Jesus, snap him back now.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, guess what?
He needs to spend some nights in jail. He really needs to be behind bars, restricted, ankle monitor. I don't care, but like they won't do it because they're fucking cowards.
Well, and you know the way the political press will handle something like that. The political press will do nothing but endlessly rend their garments about how this is going to help Donald Trump in November and hurt Joe Biden in November. The fact that Donald Trump, by his own behavior, ended up getting tossed into jail for contempt of court, which is what
you get this right for the balcony, okay, everybody? Yeah. Once I don't give a fuck. All right.
Right.
The man needs to see the inside of a cell.
You mean
he needs to face justice. He needs to have his movements restricted. He needs to be, take his phone taken away. I mean, he needs to be treated like any other motherfucking citizen of this country would be treated.
David doesn't give a flying fuck into a rolling donut.
I don't give a flying fuck into a rolling donut.
Nope.
One of my new favorite things. That's a clip of William Friedkin that I grabbed. So it's already too late. The word has gone out. Those troths are still up. You know, you can still go back to prior to the gag order and read those troths. They've been copied and duplicated and retrothed. Yeah,
fortunately, no one actually reads Truth Central, so fuck it.
Yeah.
Still.
But I mean, why do people continue to give Donald Trump a leash? Why do they continue to give him the benefit of the doubt? He doesn't deserve it. Everything that we've witnessed over the last 9 years, coming up on 10 years, proves that he is unworthy of any sort of latitude whatsoever, that he has no restraint. And if he can attack family members, if he can attack jurors, if he can attack witnesses, which, by the way, the threats against Mershon's daughter and wife now are kind of tacit threats against future jurors, against witnesses who are like, oh, shit, if my name gets into Donald Trump's stumpy little hands, he's going to hand that off to Steve Bannon or Charlie Kirk or whoever the fuck. And suddenly my name's going to be out there and my house is going to be constantly stalked.
Bomb threats.
By these red hats. Yeah. And we know this happens. I mean, the guy who rammed that car into the FBI headquarters.
QAnon guy.
QAnon. Trump supporter. His name was, I'm not going to say his name, but he was charged with ramming his car into the gate of the Atlanta FBI field office. Trump supporter who had links to QAnon groups.
We had a QAnon guy get tased at our city council meeting on Monday night.
Oh, my God.
He's actually notorious for trying to rob one of the banks downtown in Athens years ago when he was 29 with a penny on his head. really? No, but he went completely kooky at the city council meeting. And there were protesters there with, you know, calling for freedom for Gaza and calling it a genocide. And he just went completely berserk and started attacking people, and the cops tased him.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
But
yeah, probably even more radicalized now, but okay. Yeah. Anyway, so
I don't know. The taser will take the lead out of your pencil.
That's
like
also
your
true.
Convictions suddenly seem a lot less important when all those volts jump through. I mean, maybe, I don't know.
So I still don't get it. I still don't understand why people are flirting with the concept of Donald Trump in any way, shape, or form. It doesn't make any sense. All it's going to do is lead to just more and more misery over time. You give him an inch and he takes a gazillion miles, 11 billion miles. He takes light years, for God's sake. And we know this. It's no surprise. I keep talking about this. There is a guest on Andrew Weissman's show last week who said something to the effect of, yeah, Judge Mershon was surprised by how Donald Trump was trampling norms like this. Like, why is anyone surprised by his behavior? It's obvious. We know. We
Where
know
you been?
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'm more familiar with how fucking nuts Donald Trump is because I, for some reason, watched every single one of those COVID press conferences that he did. But
I still feel like that's part of your PTSD.
What is wrong with you, Bob?
I don't know.
You
know? I don't know. I've watched so many rallies. I mean, there was a time when I was watching rallies up till like 9 or 10 at night and going, oh, my God, why am I doing this? Oh, I know. It's what I do for it's what I've chosen. It's my chosen vocation. Well, yeah. We've got some good news from Judge Mershon, though. He just denied Trump's presidential immunity motion in its entirety as untimely, saying Trump had myriad opportunities to raise an immunity claim in the hush money, the criminal hush money case before March 7th, when he first raised it before the judge. So that's moving forward. All of it's moving forward. And the only people who can stop and give Donald Trump immunity is the Supreme Court.
And oh, yay.
And I mentioned the Supreme Court, and as I'm mentioning the Supreme Court, I give a side eye to all of you Jill Stein voters who are probably making a stupid
Fuckers.
Mistake again this year, too. People just don't know. They don't get it. They don't understand the ramifications. Yes, you have your little protest vote, but you know what your protest vote is going to manifest? Horrors beyond belief. If your thing is protecting Gaza, for example, I'm totally with you. But you know what?
Yeah, the Trump administration is not going to be awesome on Gaza.
No, it's not. In fact, Donald Trump has already pledged to deport supporters of Hamas, which will inevitably sweep up all kinds of Palestinian Americans. So are you ready for that? Are you ready for that? Are you ready for those ramifications? Yes, you got rid of Joe Biden and his very delicate negotiations with Israel right now, where he's trying, he's making a goddamn effort to solve this problem. Donald Trump won't do that. He'll do whatever Bibi Netanyahu wants him to do. That's a fact. And instead, what he'll also do is if you decide to protest in favor of Gaza, he will arrest all of you and detain you indefinitely and then deport you. That is inevitable. He has said it. It is part of his plan. He plans this massive deportation blitz across the country. He is banning Muslims entering the country. And when courts try to stop him this time, he's going to say, fuck you. Try to stop me. You cannot make me stop doing what I want to do. And he's not going to be held accountable by any future election because he'll either be term limited out and leave office in 2028. I doubt it. Or he's just going to stay in office perpetually. So he's not accountable to the American people when this happens. This is madness of the highest order.
I don't see him serving a full term. Even if he did get elected, I just feel like it would get so unstable and there's so many power-hungry people. I don't know. I don't know. Well.
I think he will stick around for a good long time. You know what? Fred Trump survived into his 90s. Donald Trump will live a long time, sadly. We will see a day when Donald Trump is no longer with us, but it's going to be a while. And we should plan on the fact that Donald Trump will do exactly what he's pledged to do, exactly what he tried to do 3 years ago. He tried to stay in office despite Democratic elections. He tried to overthrow the election using a mob of insurrectionists who invaded and occupied Congress. And he will do that again at the very least. They're already talking about trying to change the 22nd Amendment in order to get him to remove term limits for the presidency. But he doesn't need the Constitution to do that. He's a dictator. He'll do whatever the fuck he wants. Make him stop. No one's going to be able to make him stop this time. It was only by dumb luck that the guardrails held last time around.
Yep.
They already know that no matter what the election says in November, he's going to say he won it. And his fans are going to get all up in their asses up around their ears about it. So we should be ready for that.
Yeah.
It's going to be as frustrating and irritating. I mean,
yeah, I know.
God, it's just like he's never going to go away.
I hope he does. And we have the power to make him go away in November. I don't think he will try to run again in 2028. I just don't think it's possible. I think if we stop him in November, if enough smart people cast a ballot with a long view on future history, I think we could avoid this. And I'm still feeling relatively confident. I feel cautiously optimistic that Joe Biden will get reelected to a second term. And so we just have to make the right choices here and continue to push sensible choices when it comes to the November election. And disabuse people of this ridiculousness that, you know. Okay, next up, let's steal Stephanie Miller's bit and do a round of Who Said It? Who Said It? I'm going to play an audio clip of someone. And I think, Jody, you already know who this audio clip is.
I have to recuse myself.
Yes, yeah, so you're going to recuse yourself from this contest, and we'll just play with me and David. So you can just watch Jody as being someone who's already probably played this game or listened to this clip. So, David.
Or imagine watching me and Bob together.
Ooh, that's sexy.
I don't know how sexy that'd be. I'm not sure.
I do.
We're going to talk about that on the Shatter Docket coming up on our Patreon. Patreon.com/Bob Seska Show. I left a cliffhanger last week on the Shatter Docket last Thursday. And so we're gonna resume that cliffhanger. So I'm going to play this audio clip, David, and you're going to tell me who said this. Here we go. And I hope you haven't heard this clip already. You may have, but I don't know. Here we go.
If they were smart, they'd take the January 6th and go hard at it. And they would say, he wants to pardon these people who attacked our Capitol. I worked in that building as a young man. To me, the Congress of the United States is one of the great examples of the strength of our democracy and a jewel of the Constitution. And what those people did when they violently attacked the Capitol in order to stop a constitutionally mandated meeting of the Congress to accept the results of the Electoral College is a stain on our history. And every one of those sons of who did that, we ought to find them, try them, and send them to jail. And one of the critical mistakes made in this campaign is that Donald Trump has now said, I'm going to pardon those people because they're hostages. No, they're not. They're thugs. There were people, some of them had automatic weapons at a hotel in Virginia hoping to be able to be called up. We had people saying, where's Nancy Pelosi? We had people who were, you know, taking desks and sitting at the desk of the Speaker of the House and attempting to, you know, find people in order to bring them to justice and saying yelling at the police, kill them, kill them all. And so why Trump has done this is beyond me. If he had said, you know what? I trust our jury system. I trust law enforcement. Anybody who assaulted the Capitol ought to be... I mean, he said it once or twice, but now he's appearing in a video with people who assaulted police officers with an intent to take the Capitol by force. So, you know, look, I'm a Republican. I don't want to have a Democrat president. I want to have a Republican president. But we're facing, as a country, a decision, and everybody gets to make it, as to what kind of leadership we're going to have. And to me, it is a mistake on the part of the Trump campaign to allow the president's impulses to identify himself with the people who assaulted the Capitol rather than people who stand for law and order. Yeah.
Okay, David, who said it? You know?
I
do.
Is it Chris, have you knew? No?
No.
No, no.
Al Haig? No, Al Haig.
No, he's gone.
I don't know, but I gotta say, this is something that I could tell you that he is from my father's generation.
He's young. He's young.
Younger.
Really?
I would say. Yeah.
When those guys say SOB, when they call a guy a son of a bitch, that is like when Dan Rather calls somebody a son of a bitch. That is like.
What do you think, Bob? That's the worst thing they can say. Yeah. What do you think, Bob? He's in his late 60s, early 70s?
Maybe? I would say so. You know what, David? I'm going to let you off the hook here.
That's my dad's generation.
That audio clip was Karl Rove. Holy fucking shit. I know. Here we're sitting playing Karl Rove audio.
I agree with Karl Rove. What the fuck?
Favorably, yes.
I feel a little sick.
No, so do I.
Don't we all?
I got some spilkus in my genetics.
It's like finding out that it's like, I don't know, you thought maybe it was Ryan Reynolds feeling you up under the table and it like turned out to be.
It wasn't. It was Golem.
Yeah, exactly.
Smeagol under there with his little fingers, his long bony fingers.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was Gollum. It was Turd Blossom.
It was Gollum. It was Gollum.
I cannot believe that you just did that to me. That was not cool.
Yeah.
Honey, it's just the weirdest thing that we're all agreeing with Karl Rove. He's saying he's not going to vote for Donald, But I would love him to say he's going to vote for Biden.
Oh, he will totally vote for some sort of third party candidate or skip.
Yeah, he'll vote for some asshole.
He'll vote
yeah.
for Reagan's ghost.
Right. He'll skip the presidential category yeah. on the ballot. Yeah, that's yeah. most likely. I think a lot of Republicans are going to do that. Now, fingers crossed, right?
I just want them to vote for Biden.
I mean, that would be the smart thing to do because... Yeah, it's not, I mean, okay.
If you want another Republican president, vote for Biden, mm-hmm. because that could happen. If you vote for Donald
Again,
or don't vote, it's never going to happen. It's just going to be him and then Ivanka and then Stephen Miller and then...
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't understand how in a pack of jackals like the Republican Party, someone isn't like, I'm going to take that son of a bitch out. Because I don't want to be, you know, subject to his dynasty forever.
Yeah.
And he's, I mean,
they
he's
don't
like
get
covered,
it.
In, covered in targets. I mean, it's like he is a target-rich environment. You, there are anything you could go after him on. I mean, except for, like, I mean, no one's ever actually filmed him being cruel to an animal. But everything else is all out there.
Yet.
Yet.
You know.
Yeah. He hates dogs, for sure.
You know, he doesn't like dogs, but his sons are worse with animals.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. They are complete sociopaths. Those pictures, I can't even stand to think of those pictures.
Yeah. No, his sons are way worse than he is when it comes to animals, so I'm not sure he's as bad. He just doesn't like them. I don't think he wants to murder, death, kill them.
I'm just saying that's the only thing we don't have on tape of him doing. Yeah. Like, because, I mean, it's all out there.
Yeah.
I just...
you know what? You know what? It wouldn't matter either. It would be a five-day news story, and then it would disappear. People would move on to something else.
Yeah,
you know, it's like Mark Maron said something on a recent show. I think he was interviewing Mark Ruffalo. Maron said, you know, when fascism comes, as long as the Wi-Fi and the social media platforms are still working, people will get used to it. People will get used to the fascism.
Well, it's Nazi Germany. Mm-hmm. I mean, before Hitler came to full power.
Yeah. I'm really angry now that you made me think of Mark Ruffalo and Nazi Germany in the same sentence.
I'm sorry.
Like, oh, it was a great interview, by the way.
Occupies like a special sacred place in my imagination.
Yeah, I mean, and Mark Ruffalo's fucking awesome.
Oh, and he was so good in Poor Things. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That film.
Yeah. So weird and interesting and fascinating to me. I
know. Lonnie walked in a few times and goes, are you watching a porn?
It's because Emma Stone does a lot of masturbating in that.
There's a lot of that and a
lot of her
boobs.
Yeah.
You can see her little baby boobs. She has little small boobies. And she was so amazing in that film. That movie is amazing.
It is amazing. Buzz and I disagree on it. Buzz didn't like it, but I fucking...
Oh, I love that
As
film.
Soon as I figured out what
it
was about...
I still haven't seen it.
I went into it not having any idea what it was about, so we started watching
it.
And I thought it was about something completely different than it was, and I'm like, the first 5 minutes, I turned to Kimberly and I said, is the whole movie going to be like this? And she was like, I don't know. I haven't seen it either. It's... Once we got accustomed to what it was going to be... It was so interesting and enjoyable and unique. I've never seen a movie like that.
Her performance in that film is just... Because we know we shoot out of sequence. So it's like for her to go from one person to the other version of her out of sequence is just... God bless. That's why she got the Oscar.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm sorry for the Native American lady that also probably deserved it because I never saw Flowers of the...
From that incredibly boring fucking movie.
But apparently it's a very good film, so I have not seen it. But,
oh, my God.
It's Scorsese.
I'm sorry, folks.
But
also,
I mean,
Leonardo, anyway.
Yeah. No, he's amazing. Yeah. But it's just her performance in that film. I can't even, it's hard to describe the movie. I tried to describe it on New Year's Day when I saw it in December to some friends. I'm like, I can't quite... It's like Everything Everywhere All at Once without the sausage fingers, because it's a weird film.
Yeah, it is a weird film. It's about, I thought it was about sexual empowerment.
No.
No.
It's more Frankenstein.
Are you guys watching
Are we talking about the same movie? I was talking about Poor Things.
Things is more Frankenstein-y.
Spoiler. It's kind of a Frankenstein-style story, but...
Yeah.
But... I think the development of Emma Stone's character, the through line is sexual empowerment, is it not?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I got the sense
absolutely.
It was. Okay.
No, right. I'm with you on that.
All right,
absolutely.
Now you, I've convinced you now. Okay, you know what? We're late for a break. We got to take a break, and when we come back, we got to talk about Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo. Yeah, and then we got to also talk about the other Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo, named Charlie Kirk.
Howdy,
Charlie Kirk, asshole. The Christmas Pooh. Yeah, we'll talk about him too and a lot more right after these words.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Bob Seska plays more music.
Brand new to the show. This is a band called Everyday Dolores. And the song is called The LCD. So good. So interesting. Fascinating stuff here. Link in the description, of course, to support all the independent recording artists on the show today. Just go to bobseska.com, find this episode dated 4/4/24, and scroll on down, and you'll find all the links to support the independent recording artists on today's show. Thank you so much for doing that. Okay, getting back into things here on our big Thursday show. Let's see here. Okay, so Donald Trump, of course, we talked about this on Tuesday. Donald Trump was able to make his bond payment on the civil fraud judgment so he can move forward with the appeal. And he only had to pay whatever it was. I think it was $175 million. And he secured that bond through a guy named Don Hankey.
Howdy-ho!
Mr. Hankey provided the money for that. And so, yeah, and that's a whole other twisted business relationship that Donald Trump has with Mr. Hankey, the Christmas Pooh.
Howdy ho!
His real name is...
Howdy ho!
Jody's really
you
good at that.
You smell so nice, like flowers.
But I have no idea what's going on.
That's my favorite Mr. Hankey quote.
Yeah.
I'm so high right now. Yeah.
Yeah, so funny. But yeah, the great irony in all of this is they rejected the bond. And I'll tell you exactly why. And this is where the irony comes in.
Wait.
The appeals court rejected the bond payment because Donald Trump failed to hand in a financial statement along with the bond. That's also required, right? They want an updated financial statement. And the irony is that he didn't turn in this financial statement in a case that proved that he lies on his financial statements.
Exactly.
So I wonder if this financial statement he's got to turn in now in order for the bond to go into effect, I wonder if he'll exaggerate his assets, his net worth on the financial statement this time. Because ostensibly it's going to be public. That'll be public information. It's a public trial, right? I mean, you can...
I don't think he has any idea.
Yeah.
I think it's all in such chaos and so slipshod, and there's so many different sets of numbers aside from the truth.
Yeah.
that he really doesn't have any idea how far in debt he is or what he has and doesn't have.
He might not, but I think he is at least tangentially aware of how bad off his financial situation is. But I don't think he cares. I think to an extent he's able to divorce himself from those details because he's been operating like this for 40 years. His entire financial situation is held up by Russian money, debt, and duct tape.
I think he's been more than 40 years. It's pushing 50 at this point.
Yeah, that's fine. I think we can go with 52.
It's 42.
Yeah, somewhere in that range. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, regardless, this is another one of those things where, okay, yeah, he's going to turn in a financial statement and it'll be bogus. How do we know this?
Yeah.
Well, it's been proved in court already. It's like, duh. So, yes, I guess he has to do that in order to proceed with the bond payment. Meantime, this is going to piss off everyone. So Charlie Kirk was at one of his many speaking events.
Pumpkinhead.
Yeah, and he said, women in their 30s aren't in their prime anymore. Women in their 30s are no longer in their prime. This is like mainstream Republican dogma now. This is the kind of thing they're talking about. They're talking about how women are incapable of being airline pilots. Here's moronic Charlie Kirk with his tiny baby teeth saying exactly what I just said.
We basically told a great generation of young women, don't get married, don't have kids, go get a corporate job, and it's created mass political hysteria. And then
what is that? Mass political hysteria.
I don't know what that is. Having been a lady on some birth control and stuff, he can never fuck me because look at his little face. His
Jesus
little face.
Daddy.
He's got the smallest face on his head.
I know he does.
He kind of reminds me of when people made the obscene parodies of Charlie Brown and Peanuts characters. You remember?
Right.
Yeah.
What was your short, fat, and your short, bald, and ugly Charlie Brown was the name of the book, I think. And it really looked like the sort of like, you know, Costco like knockoff.
Charlie Brown is more attractive than Charlie Kirk ever.
Mm-hmm, that's absolutely true.
In their early 30s, they get really upset because they say, you know, the boys don't want to date me anymore because they're not at their prime. And people get mad when I say that. Well, it's just true. If you're in your early 30s, I'm sorry. It's like you're not as attractive in the dating pool as you were in the early 20s. But again, you have your corporate job and cats. So I thought, you know.
Oh, David's pissed off. I can hear it.
No, I'm, by the way, I look better now than in my early 20s. So...
It's, you know what? So do I.
Are we talking for cooking? You know, like are we in our prime, like steaks? I mean, I don't understand what. I can't with him.
It's just that it's like, he's saying that women.
Like, in his mind, he's got like this line of like 15 to 18 year old girls lined up, like as a harem or something. That's his fantasy.
Yeah,
but it's also because like women over 30 say things like, you're
smart.
Wrong about that, or I disagree.
How dare they?
Or,
you know,
no, I won't fuck you, you Muppet head. You know, like
yes.
Exactly.
And that's why he thinks they're past
so
their prime.
Titles.
They're less apt to be brainwashed. You know, like I can't with him. I mean, same
he doesn't
with, I mean,
like
Ben Shapiro and Don Lemon all talking about. I mean, Don Lemon's not even a straight guy. Just fucking itchy dicks. I'm telling you. They're like, this is their whole thing. It's like they want to complain about everybody else as if they are like this prime piece of real estate. And it's like, dude, no.
Well,
you're like a landfill of emotional issues. You're a fucking Superfund site of unexamined man-child greed and selfishness and under-breastfedness. You know, like,
right,
I mean,
right.
Just,
well,
Charlie Kirk is an incel. For reasons.
Well, here's the rest of the story from the great JoJo from Jers. She informed us on Twitter that Charlie Kirk's wife was in her early 30s when he married her. So that's an interesting little factoid.
It's married?
Shockingly, someone was goodly enough to allow him to touch her boobies.
Oh, she should just divorce him.
I don't know how that. I mean, God, can you imagine looking across the dinner table at those teeth?
Ick!
The little teeny tiny, like the serial killer baby
and he's
teeth.
He's like the smallest face. He's just the smallest face on his head. It's
his
like,
check's cash, though. I mean, he's got the donors. She's probably just like,
that's true. He's got that TPUSA money.
It won't last
money.
Long. And I can get a
I hope
big,
that she divorces
fat diamond.
Him. And, I hope she divorces him and takes everything from him. Smart girl.
Yeah. Well, Look, he's got that TPUSA money. He's got the ear of Donald Trump. I wouldn't be surprised if Charlie Kirk became Donald Trump's chief of staff. I mean, seriously.
Ew!
Trump doesn't shit anymore. He won't.
Charlie Kirk would be over his head in a sandbox. Like,
of course he would. And so, you know what? Steve Bannon would, too. Steve Bannon was over his head the first time he worked at the White House.
Yeah.
And he will be again if he goes back.
He got fired.
Yeah, he got fired. And Donald Trump started calling him Sloppy Steve. And now Steve Bannon is doing, like, carrying Donald Trump's water for it. Like, I don't understand this entire movement. These people keep going
blackmail.
Back from, they keep going back for more. Donald Trump humiliates them.
He
Donald
got
Trump,
stuff on them.
Yeah. Defending Donald Trump lands them in prison, and yet they still go back for more Donald Trump. It's a remarkable thing to observe. I still don't get it. There is a serious amnesia problem in this country, and it extends to voters. It extends to people who are in Donald Trump's inner circle. It extends to judges, state judges, federal judges. God, live in the now. Wake up. Figure out that this guy is horrible and a monster. And he's been this way for decades and decades and decades, especially over the last 9 years. Stop giving him leash. Stop giving him the benefit of the doubt. And I'm going to keep saying that over and over again until it gets drilled into some heads. Because people still do. There will be people in the comments.
I'll bring the drill.
Yeah, I see replies every day. Oh, Bob, you're exaggerating about him being a dictator and not leaving office. Oh, yeah, really? What indication has he ever given you that he's going to stop short of doing the very worst things? No
Orban
indication.
Orban did it.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Putin did it.
Putin
Come
did
on.
It. Yeah, they all do it. That's...
You know what those guys all have that we don't have?
What?
Racial homogeny.
That's also true.
That's
yeah.
true.
That's
true.
What keeps North Korea and Russia and Turkey or Hungary, like, just, you know, under a dictator uses racism to keep people afraid and compliant.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Have a good weekend, folks. Bye.
Shatterdog, it's coming up next. Patreon.com/Bob Seska Show. $5 a month. We will see you over there. By the way, brand new chat room in the desktop version of Patreon. So join us there. See ya. Take care. Bye-bye.